From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AccuWeather forecasters are expecting more heavy snow to fall on the Colorado Rockies this week, with the potential for wintry weather and blizzard conditions to inhibit travel. Mild conditions are forecast to start off the week, with afternoon high temperatures expected to soar into the 60s later today, a level more typical of late March. In typical spring fashion, a pattern change is set to bring a return to more wintry conditions soon, though. A storm bringing coastal rain and mountain snow to the northwest early this week is forecast to dive southeastward as the week progresses, delivering a round of plowable snow to the Rockies by the middle of this week. Snow is set to begin across Utah on Tuesday before spreading south and east into Arizona, southern Wyoming, and then Colorado into Wednesday. The forecast for over half a foot of snow also includes the Denver metro area, which is currently forecast to have as much as 10 inches of snow from late Wednesday into Friday. Higher snowfall amounts, climbing to over a foot, are most likely in the mountainous terrain of Colorado west and south of the city. The exact track of the storm could cause the areas of heaviest snow to fluctuate slightly in the coming days. However, should more than 5.5 inches of snow fall at Denver International Airport, it would become the snowiest storm of the winter. As the storm progresses, the snow may turn to a more powdery consistency, and the powdery snow, in addition to gusty winds, can lead to reduced visibility and even blizzard conditions from eastern Wyoming through eastern Colorado. Both the heavy snow and the blowing snow are likely to slow travel for people at Denver International Airport and motorists on local roads and highways like Interstate 25 and 70. That's all for now. There are more stories and more regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.